Chazar zeich initial bach chesu shagam v'am Yehuda min sechad rashon adaf chof aleph. Zok to Gemara Maisa Levi once arrived in Bavel on the 11th of Tishrei and said that the people of Bavel are eating on the day that the people of Israel are keeping, a Yom Kippur. The people said to Levi, so testify that today is real Yom Kippur, and then we'll fast today. Levi responded that since he did not hear directly from Bezin when they declared Rosh Chodesh, he's not allowed to testify regarding it. Rabbi Yochanan said in a place that's close enough for the messengers of Bezin to reach before Pesach, but not close enough to be reached before Sukkot, because they're not allowed to travel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they lose a couple of the traveling days, the people must keep 2 days of Yom Tov on Pesach as well, even though at that point they really know the true day, because as a gzera, that if they don't keep 2 days Pesach, they may not keep 2 days on Sukkot. Rav Eivu bar Nigre and Rav Chiya bar Abba were in such a place, and the people only kept 1 day of Pesach. They didn't say anything to them to tell them that they were wrong. Rav Yochanan heard about that, and he was upset. Zokmar Rava would fast for 2 days for Yom Kippur, as a sfeika de yom. It once turned out that it was proven that the second day was the actual day of Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman was once about to break his fast after Yom Kippur when a person came and told him that in Eretz Yisrael they were keeping this night and the following day as Yom Kippur. Rav Nachman asked where he was from, and through a play on words he told him that this person is what's causing now Rav Nachman's death, so to say, meaning making him fast for 2 days straight without being able to even break his fast in between. Rav Huna bar Avin sent to Rava, if you see that spring will not begin until the 16th of Nisan, make this year into a leap year. We have to do so because the pasuk says Shomer es Chodesh Aviv, which we darshan to mean that spring has to begin during the new moon of Nisan, which is during the first half of the month. Rav Nachman told the sailors who are on a ship around Pesach time, since you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, as soon as you see the moon setting at sunrise, you should destroy your chametz. In fact, the chametz has to be short in the 14th of the month, but the moon sets at sunrise not until the 15th of the month. Gemara said, when you're out at sea with a clear view of the horizon, the moon sets at sunrise on the 14th of the month as well. Zok the Mishnah, witnesses may be Mechalel Shabbos to come and testify regarding the new moon only for the months of Nisan and Tishrei, since messengers are sent in those months to outside of Eretz Yisrael to inform of the proper day of Rosh Chodesh, and through that the proper days of Yom Tov. When the Beis HaMikdash stood, witnesses would be Mechalel Shabbos for every month so that the proper kabbonis of the day for Rosh Chodesh could be brought. Fact the Gemara, a Mishnah earlier said that we send out messengers on 6 months of the year. How can we say that they only send out on 2 months? Abaya said, for all the other months the messengers would be sent the evening before Bezin made the official proclamation that the day was Rosh Chodesh. The Nisan and Tishrei, they only went once they actually heard the actual proclamation from Bezin, when there was no longer even a chance that Bezin would change their minds anymore. Abraisa says, Zok Gemara, the pasuk of Eil Moyadei Hashem Asher Tikru Oysam Moyadom teaches that when witnesses may be Mechalel Shabbos, that witnesses may be Mechalel Shabbos to testify regarding Rosh Chodesh. The words Asher Tikru'u Oysam teaches that the witnesses may be Mechalel Shabbos to assure that Rosh Chodesh is set in the proper time. But the messengers may not be Mechalel Shabbos to inform the other people to assure that Yom Tov will be kept in the proper time. It's only Asher Tikru'u Oysam for Rosh Chodesh in the proper time. The Mishnah said, "Ukshahoye beis hamidrash kaiyam v'chulu." A brisa says initially witnesses were allowed to be mechallel Shabbos for all months of the year. After the Churban, Rabbi Zakeh said, "There's no longer any kabbonis that are being brought, so they instituted that they can be mechallel Shabbos only for Nisan and Tishrei." Zok the Mishnah, whether the moon was clearly visible and we can assume that people in or close by to Yerushalayim saw it as well, or whether it's not clearly visible, in all cases, witnesses may be Mechalel Shabbos to testify regarding the moon in Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi says if it was clearly visible, they may not be Mechalel Shabbos because they could assume that people nearby who don't have to be Mechalel Shabbos to get to Beis Din went. It once happens, after Mishnah, that more than 40 pairs of witnesses were traveling to testify regarding the new moon on Shabbos, and Rabbi Akiva made them stop in Lud, since others must have seen the moon in Yerushalayim as well. Galil said to him, if you're going to do this, then you're going to cause people in the future not to come and testify, and this can lead to big problems. The Mishnah uses the word Alil to refer to clarity if the moon is totally visible. In fact, the Gemara, where do we find that the word Alil refers to clarity? Or Rabbi says, the Pasuk says, Kesef Tsaruf Ba'alil La'aretz, which where Alil means clarity. Clearly. But it says, Machlek has been Rav and Shmuel. One darshan psukim to mean that there are 50 levels of bina, understanding in the world, and Moshe was given 49 of them. Shlaim HaMelech asked to get that as well, but Hashem told him that the pasuk says that there will never be a Navi as great as Moshe ever again, and therefore his request was denied. The other says that his request was granted, for although there would never be a Navi as great as Moshe, there could be a king who would be as great. So this shita says that we know that a request of Shlomo was denied, this shita holds that the request of Shlomo that was denied was to make judgment using wisdom without using witnesses or warnings. Hashem said, a pasuk says, "Apishnai mei yidim yakum dover," meaning that judgment may only be passed based on testimony of two witnesses. The Mishnah said, "Ma'aseh she'avu yoyisam me'abom zur v'chulu." A brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda says, it was surely not Rabbi Akiva who stopped them from continuing on. Rather, it was Shezefer, who was a person in charge of Goder. Rabbi Gamliel had him removed from his position because of these actions.